Let us return back to Psalm 139 today for another beautiful thought in this psalm. Let's entitle this thought today called God's Works. Thoughts, as we've said before, are of great value. They're like the dust of gold. You can take the dust of gold and you can change ugly things into bright, shining, beautiful things of value. And we can change ordinary things into a collector's item, as it were, with the dust of gold. And likewise with spiritual thoughts. When we let Jesus clothe our hearts and our thoughts with truth from the Word of God, then indeed that's true spiritual gold dust that clothes our clay vessel and turns us into something of value and beauty unto the Lord. Let's look at God's works, beginning in verse 17. After the psalmist had seen God's knowledge, the omnipresence of God's knowledge, and had seen the omnipresence of God's Spirit, and had seen the tremendous power of God's possession, now let's have a look at his works. After the psalmist had experienced this, we find him saying here in verse 17, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them." So here we see gratitude as the work of God. When God reveals his truth unto us, and when he clothes our hearts and our minds with the gold dust, as it were, of his spiritual word and thought, then we become indeed thankful, grateful unto the Lord. So he said, "How great is the sum of them." Secondly here, he began to admire, as he began to count, the mercy of God, the thoughts of God toward him. Think about how many thoughts that God had to have to look and select the substance to make you out of in the first place. Look at the thought that God had to have for you to draw the blueprint. Look at the thought that God had to have to fashion and form you in the beginning. Look at the thought that God had to have to bring you into this world with your particular parents, your particular home, your particular place of life. And look at the thoughts of mercy that God has had unto you to bring you to where you are today. The psalmist said, "How great is the sum of them." If I tried to count them, he could not begin to count them. And even the ones that he had experienced, the ones that he was aware of, he could not even begin to remember all of them. And I'm sure we'll have to wait till we get into the divine presence of God to become aware of the countless times that he was exercising thoughts of tender love and care toward us, and we were not even aware of it. We were totally unconscious of it, like a small baby being unconscious of playing on the den of a serpent or something like that. And so he says here that how precious are God's thoughts. So grateful that God thought of him. And the sum of them was so tremendous that it caused admiration in his heart. When we begin to think upon the Lord, then we lose our complaining, we lose our murmuring, we lose our misunderstanding, and we lose our disrespect toward God and toward his will and way in our life. And we become grateful, and then we begin to admire how that God has wrought the whole thing and begin to respect him. Then in verse 18, we see a third little thing about God's work here. He said, "If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." When I wake up in the morning, I have faith that your presence is there. Your work of faith in my heart is so fantastic that I think of you the first thing when I wake in the morning. How wonderful to discipline your mind and meditate and think upon Christ Jesus, beloved, until you can awaken in the morning with Jesus on your mind. That's a good way to start the day. That makes a successful day when you clothe your mind with thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ. But And if we are able to do this, it's not our doing. It's His work. It's the work of the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our souls that allows us to awaken and start a new day with confidence and faith in Him. But it's the day that the Lord's made, and we can rejoice and be glad and have faith that today means a new experience with God, a new day to learn something of His Spirit and His Word, a new day to shine and testify for the Lord Jesus Christ. So every day is a new day. But this is the work of the Lord here. And He said, "Surely thou wilt slay the wicked. O God, depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." So He's going to testify of how that He's going to live for the day. When He awakens in the morning, He's got faith that He's not going to fellowship the wicked during the day. He starts out the morning with a faith that He's not going to fellowship unclean thoughts that are enemies against God. He's not going to fellowship those that are at enmity with Jesus Christ. He's not going to fellowship and find comfort in those that, beloved, are enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. How beautiful to start a day with a faith in God, that in advance, prophetic faith, that you're going to walk and be a friend of God, be a friend of Jesus Christ, and be an enemy to that which is an enemy of His. And then fourthly, we see here where the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." So we see here, beloved, that God had worked an humble sincerity in the heart of the psalmist. When you're humble and you're sincere, you desire to place your heart before the Lord Jesus Christ. You desire for the great microscope of God's Word to be tuned in to your heart, to where that you can be searched out. And He said, "Try me, prove me, let me see, let me know." It's not that God doesn't already know what's inside of us, but we need to be proven and tried that we may know what is inside of us. And He said, "And if there be any wicked way in me, let me see it, let me know it, that I might repent, that I might confess." You know, so many people have the attitude that I saint and you sinner. But beloved, let's have an humble, sincere heart before God and say, "Oh God, see if there be any wicked way in me. Try me, test me, put me to the test. I want to be real. I want to be sincere and humble before you." This is the work of God. The gratitude, the admiration, the faith, and the humility in the heart of a human being is God's work. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You again today for that precious presence and power. And we ask You, oh God, that indeed You would search our hearts today in Radio Land. And let us see if there be those things inside of us that's displeasing to our Lord. Bless, we pray, everyone. Let the truth be quickened. Let the light of the Word shine in. And let living thoughts of truth and light, Lord, abide and shine and search in every heart today, that hearts might be tuned unto Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.